Aye.
In light of the attack recently suffered, I think it's best that you move where you would be safer. The fort at number 4, perhaps.
They already got a tavern at number 4.
Fort Stanwix, perhaps?
Colonel Martin, I'm responsible for my safety, not you. I chose to be here. I got a license, properly registered with the Court of Common Pleas in the Colony of New York. The Act for Licensing and Regulating Houses of Public Entertainment or Taverns.
What tavern? You have a tent. And being outside of the fort walls, you are susceptible to attack by animals such as...
Bears?
Yes, thank you.
They don't have bears in London, do they?
No, we do not. And don't try to change the subject. As I was saying, you could also be attacked by a Huron war party. Don't you understand my reasoning?
If you turn me and Micaiah out now, just before winter...
And that's another thing. How will you survive in the tents during the winter?
I will build a small cabin by the first snow.
Mrs. Caswell, don't you see? It's just best that you leave this place and...
And get scalped by the Huron while driving a rickety old cart and an old horse through dangerous land.
You got here easy enough?
Easy. Easy? Draggletail.
I beg your pardon.
It's Gertie, isn't it? This is all about Gertie.
No, I don't even know who Gertie is.
The Draggletail Drury Lane Vestal, that's who.
I can assure you that it has nothing to do with Gertie Draggle and everything about your safety.
Colonel.
The tent must come down, and you must move on.
Sergeant Rook.
Captain. Captain Campbell, sir.
Did I see you escorting Mrs. Caswell into the Colonel's headquarters?
Yes, sir.
Have you any idea what for?
I
know you listened at the other side of the door like any self-respecting sergeant would do.
He has ordered her to leave.
Leave? Oh.
But I didn't hear any more than that. I'm sorry, Captain. Will there be anything else, Captain?
No. Carry on, Sergeant.
Sir.
I wonder what's keeping your mother.
I wouldn't know. Maybe the Colonel wants to compliment her on how good the tavern is going.
Maybe.
Hello.
You're late. We were supposed to be here a half hour ago.
I'm sorry. I lost all track of time. I was whittling.
Whittling?
And thinking.
Thinking? Well, there you go. You're a lad with some guts in your brains.
I suppose. I'll get started on the washing.
Wonder what's wrong with him.
I'm sure I don't know. He certainly looks dejected, doesn't he?
Looks the same to me.
Care to tell old Gertie what your troubles are, love?
I don't have any troubles.
I see. You're wearing that long face because the sun is shining and it's not terribly hot for August, hmm?
I'm just thinking, Gertie. That's all.
Ah.
I have to make Captain Taylor not regret his decision.
What decision?
He said that he has a house on the Hudson River and a lady friend who he plans to marry. And he said that he would like to adopt me when the war is over. And we could be a real family.
Oh, well, that sounds very nice.
I think he's changing his mind.
Oh, why would you think such a thing?
The other day, he couldn't even bring himself to say it. I called him Father, and he didn't seem to like it. He just stood there for a moment and said it would get some getting used to.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Does it?
I think so. Fathers usually have the luxury of easing into fatherhood. The baby arrives and it's just a cute little thing that coos and gargars. Then it slowly grows into a little person and the father and the little person get to know each other. Until finally one day the little person is a big person, gets married and moves away. It's a shame, really, that babies have to grow up into people. Anyway, in your case, you already have grown and you haven't had all that time to get to know each other. So it might just take a little longer, that's all. But if he said he wanted you to be his son, then I have no doubt he meant it. A man doesn't say something that serious without having it thought out. Sometimes the thought just takes a little time to catch up with the action.
That seems to make sense.
Of course it does. You listen to old Gertie. I've been around.
Yes, that's what the soldiers in the fort say.
What?
Hello, Miss Caswell.
What did the Colonel say?
We have to leave.
What?
What do you mean?
He said we have to leave. How else can I say it?
But we're doing so well.
He fears for our safety.
If we weren't here, we wouldn't have captured the French officers.
It's this tent. A tent standing outside a fort in the middle of Huron country. I tell you, the ghosts of the Black Watch out on that field scare me more than the Indians who are alive. I can shoot a Huron, but what do you do with a ghost?
All right, enough of that. You're giving me the shivers.
What about that license you got from the army?
Didn't care about that.
He should. It's legal.
He's a colonel. I could contest it, Micaiah, but it will be at least 2 or 3 months before we get a reply, assuming the messenger makes it through with his scalp.
It sounds like you're giving up.
The colonel runs the fort. It's not a democracy, Micaiah. It's an autonomy.
What does that mean?
It means whatever the colonel says is the way it's going to be, and there is no discussion about it.
I'm going to hate leaving this place.
Where would we go?
I don't know. Maybe Fort Pitt?
Where is that?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, dear. There must be something we can do.
There isn't. I hate to say it, but there isn't.
You're back.
I am at that.
I've been waiting. I'll help.
There we are. Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome. Any sign of the enemy?
No.
I thought you took scouts with you.
I decided to scout this one alone.
Not even Degadawida?
Not even Degadawida.
I could have gone with you.
It's too dangerous, especially since we just had a battle. Which you could have been killed in.
But I wasn't.
The next time we're attacked, you stay inside the fort. I still can't believe you went out there with Micaiah.
There's nothing to be nervous about.
Huh?
You're nervous. I understand that. But you'll get it in time.
Get what in time?
What you're nervous about.
What am I nervous about?
Me.
I'm nervous about you?
Yes. Because you never had a son before. But I've been thinking about that.
What were you thinking?
I've had a father before, and I remember how I used to be with him. So if I'm the same way with you, then that will make things easier for you while I grow up, because you missed out on the first 12 years.
I see. You, figured this out all yourself?
Well, yes, with a little help.
A little help from who?
Degadawida.
I see.
And Gertie.
Gertie.
She's smart, you know. She's been around.
Well, I think that's fine that you've been giving it so much thought.
And that's a good thing, isn't it?
It's a good thing.
I'm going to miss Gertie. I'll miss Micaiah and Miss Caswell, too.
Are they going somewhere?
Colonel Martin has ordered them to leave.
Ah, there you are.
Campbell.
Where have you been?
Scouting the shoreline.
Did you see anything?
I pulled into shore about 2 miles up, scouted inland. Nothing.
They most likely withdrew towards the sawmill.
To Lake George, where we landed last year for the first battle?
Yes.
That's possible. My thinking was that they may want to set up positions on Champlain. In the event that the French retreat from Canada, they would have a support chain along the way.
They would first need to get past Crown Point. That would be an almost impossible task.
Only while General Amherst still has his forces there.
And he will be there for a while, building a navy before chasing the French into Canada.
I would have just kept after them.
And possibly fall into a trap. The French blew up Carillon, and then Fort St. Frederick.
I agree. Blew up your most crucial and strategically positioned forts, turn tail and run. It does sound like they were trying to lead us into a tight corner somewhere up the line. So, we get their ruins, rename them Ticonderoga and Crown Point, take a little time, build a navy, then head north and give them the devil among the tailors.
Devil among the tailors? That's a new one.
Aye, I heard it from Gertie.
Ah.
She's been around, you know.
Sergeant Rook.
Sir.
I have given orders that Miss Caswell remove her tavern and seek safer territory. I would like you to see that she does so in a timely manner.
Permission to speak, sir.
Granted.
How much time is timely?
By the end of the week, I think, should be enough time.
Sir. Permission to speak, sir.
Go on.
The men have grown quite fond of the tavern, sir. It could hurt morale if it were to close.
I'm aware of that, Sergeant, and I am not one to take away the only pleasure and diversion that they have. The trouble that is weighing on my mind is that they are in great danger outside the fort. I would hate to have their deaths on my conscience.
Sir.
The end of the week should give them time to pack and make ready without having to take men off the repair work for the fort. If the Huron attack us again, we may not be as lucky as the first time.
Permission to speak, sir.
Yes.
Luck had nothing to do with it, sir. It was the Brown Bess, the bayonet, a cannon or two, and the French prisoners the youngsters brought in.
Quite right. As you were, Sergeant.
Sir.
Colonel Martin.
Yes.
I'm Micaiah Caswell.
Right.
Might I have a word?
About the tavern.
Yes, sir.
I've given my orders on the matter, Master Caswell. I do not see myself wavering on them.
It's not fair if you ask me.
I didn't ask.
Of course not. You don't have to because you're the commander. But you're the commander of the men, not us. We have a license to operate with the army.
Master Caswell, you love your mother, do you not?
Of course I do.
Then you must understand that this is all for her own good. This fort, as you see, is not much more than a crumbling ruin after the French saw fit to destroy it. The attack of the other day is proof of how dangerous it is here.
Any fort on the frontier is dangerous, sir.
I'm sorry. My word is final. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Come in.
Taylor.
Carlton, pull up a chair.
Don't mind if I do. Ah, Miss Coton, I must admit.
Well, you were getting good at it, no question about it.
Aye, I was, wasn't I? Let me ask you, do you think the Huron will attack again?
I do. From what I gather, the French put them up to that last attack. That's why I wanted to scout up along Champlain, to see if there are any more of them.
And you didn't see any?
I didn't, but that's not to say they're not still out there. I find it hard to believe that the army left two or three officers behind. I think there's a larger force somewhere in the area. Whether they were cut off to join the retreat with the rest of the army, or whether they were left behind for the purpose of assisting the army if it were to return here, I just don't know. What I do know is that we're being watched. I just can't seem to find where they're hiding, but I will.
In 8 weeks or so, we'll be seeing the first snowfall. If they're going to attack, they'll do it between now and then.
They might attack often, so the repair work on the fort slows to a crawl and we suffer in the winter. The enlisted men's barracks doesn't even have a roof yet.
Aye.
Come in.
Taylor, Carlton.
Join the discussion.
What is the discussion?
The Huron. What else?
You've heard that Mrs. Campbell must leave the fort?
Adam mentioned it to me.
He does not seem to understand that they are safer here. They will not last more than 1 hour once they enter the wilderness. Their scalp shall become a warrior's prize.
We need to convince the colonel, and he doesn't seem to be willing to change his mind.
Is there a reason he doesn't want them here? Have the men been falling down drunk and missing formations?
Bite your tongue, Taylor. Most of them are 42nd Highlanders, and they can hold their drink better than any man in the colonies that claims he can hold it better.
I forgot.
I do, however, have an idea.
Oh?
It will require that you and I go hunting.
With the Huron most likely very close by.
Close by, yes.
What's your idea?
Not in front of Carlton.
What? Why not?
Because you cannot keep a secret.
I can't... Yeah, maybe you'd better not tell me.
You got him.
That's two.
Now for a waterfowl. I think a waterfowl would do nicely.
You do?
Yes.
Two. 2 hours and not even a nibble.
I got a yellow perch and a rock bass, but we need more. What are you doing wrong?
I don't know. I'm just sitting here holding a fishing pole, same as you.
Maybe your bait fell off the hook?
Baits, Adam, I forgot to put bait on the hook.
How could you forget that?
Because we were talking and I just forgot.
You're right. Nothing on the end of your hook.
Not for long. Rock bass and yellow perch, look out! You're not going to tell anyone, are you?
Who, me?
I'm glad you could join me for dinner, Carlton.
My please, Colonel.
Jeremy, please. No rank in the mess.
Oh, of course. It's just that this isn't a proper mess dinner.
Proper enough. Though not very edible. Take this bread, for instance. It's harder than a navy biscuit. I notice you didn't take one.
No, Jeremy. I broke a tooth on the bread only last week.
And this green mush.
It's gruel, Jeremy.
What are all the lumpy things in it?
Squirrel. Probably a chipmunk or two.
Squirrel?
That's good protein, sir. Jeremy.
You've got to improve on the cooking. I haven't had a decent meal since I arrived. But tonight is beyond description.
Private MacDougall is the best we've got.
He is? This is from the best?
Aye. Unfortunately, he lost an eye and 3 fingers during the last attack by the Huron. Gonna take him a wee bit longer to master his inconveniences.
I can't eat it. I suddenly feel like I have a squirrel running around in my stomach.
You can feel like little claws and things.
Yes.
Aye, you'll get used to it. Pretty soon you'll realize it tastes just like lizard stew.
Lizard stew?
May I suggest we go outside? Some fresh air will do you good.
Yes. I do feel better. This was a good idea, Captain.
Aye, Jeremy.
Colonel, the mess is over. We're outside on the parade ground.
Aye, sir, I forgot.
I hear the tavern is lively tonight.
Aye.
I am sorry to make them leave, but I truly think it is for their own good. If we're attacked again, we could be overrun until the South Bastion is repaired.
Aye, Colonel. You need not explain.
Wait. Do you smell turkey?
Aye, Colonel. That's turkey.
From the tavern?
How is your mug, de Gadawida?
How is it? It is the same as all the other.
No, love, I mean, do you want another drink of ale?
Yes.
Hold it up there.
Maybe you should just leave the pitcher.
If I had a farthing for every time someone says that to me each night, I would be able to buy Kensington Palace and tell the King's son to find another place to live.
Oh, being funny is not one of my strong points.
Yes.
He's here. He just arrived.
Shut!
Please, men, carry on. Sit down, carry on.
Colonel Martin, how very nice to see you here at our establishment.
I could... Look at the table. Why, I've never seen such...
I know you can't be very hungry, seeing as how you must be out for an after-dinner walk. Oh, I wish you could sample my table. But you must be filled to the gills.
Speaking of gills, look at all that fish.
Yellow perch, rock bass, white perch, largemouth bass. And here we have waterfowl with roasted apples, turkey with breadcrumb and apple stuffing. Oh, and a very nice saddle of mutton.
Did you make all of this?
Of course. Micaiah and Adam caught the fish. Gertie roasted the apples.
You cooked it all? You?
Why, yes. Who else?
'Tis a shame she's gonna be leaving for Fort Pitt, ain't it, Colonel?
Is that where you're headed?
That's where we're headed.
Would you walk with me, Miss Caswell? Miss Caswell, I wonder if I might convince you to stay.
Stay?
Shh, shh, yes, stay. I still think it's very dangerous here for you. Others have told me it would be even more dangerous for you to travel in the wilderness roads and... Well...
And your cook is the worst one in the colonies.
Yes, indeed. Will you stay?
I'll think about it.
Think? What is there to think about?
Winter's coming, you know. This part of New York gets a lot of snow. My tent won't hold up in a lot of snow.
Well, I was thinking that if we were to hasten the repair on the French ovens, you could use them to cook for your tavern, and maybe help our cook just a little.
I'm not gonna work for the army. It's my tavern. If people want to eat, they need to pay.
Of course. The tavern is yours. We share the French ovens, and you help our cook. As much as you can.
Done. I'm staying.
Thank you, Colonel.
You made a wise choice, Colonel.
And I can't help but think you had something to do with it, Captain.
I? Oh, no, sir. Nemi, I don't know what you mean.
Your idea works, together with her.
It appears that it has.
Genius. It was nothing short of genius.
I would agree with that.
Now let's get some of that turkey before it's all gone.
And I would agree with that.
Chief Mikoda, you have done me two great services today. First, you have rescued me from my captors on the way to Crown Point, of which you acquired 10 scalps. And now, you bring me to the top of this mountain, looking down at the fort just across the lake, within cannon range. The English had their guns here, on Rattlesnake Hill, to drive your people from the fort. Je sais. I was not with the main force when that happened, but I can assure you, by morning, it will be French guns here on Rattlesnake Hill.
You've been listening to Ticonderoga, starring Jerry Robbins as Captain William Taylor, J.T. Turner as Degadawida, Joseph Zamparelli as Captain Carlton Campbell, and Dashiell Evatt as Adam Taylor. Co-starring were Colin Budzina as Colonel Martin, Cynthia Pape as Bez Caswell, Robin Gabrielli as Sergeant Rook, Shayna Dirick as Gertie, and Andrew Munro as Micaiah Caswell. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Jerry Robbins and produced by Seth Adam Scher. Executive producer was Mark van der Berg, and the music was by Jeffrey Gage. For the Colonial Radio Theatre on the air, this is David Ault speaking.
The American Colonies, 1759. England is at war with France. Fighting in the dark forests of New York is furious and bloody as the Huron and Abenaki warriors have allied themselves with the French. The English now hold the fort that overlooks Lake Champlain, where it joins with Lake George. Control of this strategic narrow water passage means control of the North and South Water Highway. The fort is named for the peninsula it stands on. Ticonderoga.
Ticonderoga. The starring players.
This is Jerry Robbins,
J.T. Turner,
Joseph Zamparelli,
and this is Dashiell Evatt.
Ticonderoga. The exciting adventure set during the French and Indian War. It stars Jerry Robbins as Captain William Taylor. J.T. Turner as Degadawida, Joseph Zamparelli as Captain Carlton Campbell, and Dashiell Evatt as Adam Taylor. tonight's episode, Guns on Rattlesnake Hill.
You look as if you're a standing guard here at the wall.
Not officially, but I'm keeping a sharp eye.
You have been awake all night.
I have. You?
Not all night. That was quite a celebration.
Was it that? I'm glad Colonel Martin changed his mind.
What is it?
Hmm?
I know that look. Something is on your mind, and you keep looking across the lake.
I have a look.
You do. Something is not right.
I don't know if something is right or not right, but something is off.
What is it?
I came up here before the sunrise and I heard a sound from across the lake.
What kind of sound?
I can't describe it. It was just for a second.
It could be nothing. Sound can change as it travels over water. A falling tree might sound like the crack of a musket.
That's what I would think.
What?
Just as the sun rose, I saw a flash on the top of Rattlesnake Hill, as if the sun reflected off metal.
On Rattlesnake. Now that is something to consider.
But it's very quiet now. If anything were happening, we would hear more.
I thought I heard voices, and not the voices swimming in Monoggin on board His Majesty's ship Comeuppance, sailing over the waves of Demon Rum.
Had a little too much to drink last night.
I have been to Jericho and swallowed a hair.
It is not good for you. It steals the brain.
I'm not gonna stand here at 5 o'clock in the morning being lectured by a temperate Mohawk.
Why are you wandering around at 5 in the morning?
Because I am the officer of the day, and I need to make certain the sentries are in place and that the morning gun goes off at 6.
Be careful with those. We don't have any replacements.
Mrs. Caswell is up bright and early. She can't wait to move inside the fort. Thank goodness she's staying. That was a good idea you had to gather with her.
It was.
Your modesty is a monument unto itself.
Yes.
Speaking of sentries, where is the sentry of this bastion?
I don't know.
What? Who was here when you arrived?
No one.
What?
Captain.
Well, well, look who's running to be shot.
Shot, sir?
Private Haywood, are you going to stand there and tell me that this is your sentry post?
It is, sir.
Stand at attention when you speak to me!
It is, sir!
Ugh, my head. I shouldn't yell.
Oh, that's just His Majesty's ship Comeuppance running aground.
Tell, please. Private Haywood, you realize that being late for sentry duty is punishable with 12 lashes?
Yes, sir.
I could also have you shot, seeing as how we are at war and this fort has recently been attacked.
Yes, sir, I...
Speak up!
I'm sorry, Captain. It won't happen again, I promise you.
Say that it doesn't. I won't punish you this time, seeing as how I feel so poorly and don't want to go through all the hassle of arranging it.
Thank you, Captain.
Carry on. Oh.
That was a close one.
Too close.
How long have you been in the Army?
1 year.
Did you fight for this fort last year?
I wasn't in the battle, no. I was at Fort Edward. I arrived here last month for the final siege.
1 year is long enough to know the dangers of missing sentry duty.
It wasn't my turn.
What?
It was Roberts. Robert Jensen. This was his post this morning.
Where is he?
He couldn't wake up. He was making rather merry last evening at the tavern. I woke at my usual time and saw he was still in his bunk. I tried to wake him, but he was dead to the world, so I thought it best to take his place and spare him the lash.
The lash which you almost got yourself.
That's right. I could take 12 for him. He's a good man and saved me from a tomahawk to the head during the battle. I figured I owed it to him.
What's your name?
Haywood, sir. Private Ian Haywood.
You're a good man, Private Haywood.
Thank you, sir.
I've been sitting here a spell and heard something across the river. Can't define it, though. Then I saw a flash of light from the top of the mountain, but nothing since. I might suggest you keep your eyes in that direction.
Yes, sir.
Should we scout the mountain?
Maybe. We can't cross Champlain if anyone is there. They'll see us. We'll have to stay on land and circle wide by the sawmill, then come up behind the mountain. I just got that feeling.
How long before your guns are in place?
They are halfway up the mountain, Capitaine.
Bon. Chief Mikoda, are the Huron ready to attack?
Yes.
They are to attack with the first shot of our guns.
We will be ready. And we will take no prisoners.
Good. As long as this fort is in the hands of the English, we cannot supply our army in Canada. We must take it.
We will.
Move your warriors into position. We should be ready to attack in 1 hour.
Come in.
Good morning, sir. I didn't know the Colonel was busy, sir.
I'm not busy. I just finished shaving.
I didn't know the Colonel very good, sir.
Morning report, Sergeant.
Yes, sir. Sentries are posted. Work details are about to begin on the southeast wall as soon as the morning gun sounds. And I have assigned 3 men to assist with moving Mrs. Carswell into the fort. 5 men had reported to the dispensary for feeling ill.
Worse for the weather and better for the wine at the tavern feast last evening, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Men shall not miss work details due to headaches from drinking at this fort, Sergeant.
Sir!
Look at me. I was not feeling my best this morning, but here I am, standing straight with nary a sign that I had felt as if I were on death's door an hour ago.
No, sir, except...
Except what?
Begging the Colonel's pardon, but you have wrapped your sash around the outside of your coat. It's supposed to be inside over your waistcoat.
Yes. Of course it is. Thank you, Sergeant.
Captain Taylor is waiting outside and wishes to speak with you.
Yes, of course. Send him in.
Sir!
Captain, come in, please. How are you faring this morning?
I'm feeling well.
You appear to be one of the few, but we shall rebound as we always do. You wish to see me?
I think we need to scout Rattlesnake Hill.
Rattlesnake? That's the tall mountain on the other side of the lake, is it not?
It is. I was at the southwest bastion just as the sun was coming up. I saw a flash from the very top and also heard a sound, but I couldn't make it out. Nevertheless, those are not the usual occurrences for a rattlesnake, and I think it would be wise to have a look.
What are you trying to say?
It's possible that the French may be placing guns on the hill.
French are in Canada, and those rogue wolves we sent to Crown Point were hardly leading an army.
All due respect, Colonel, we never ascertained exactly what they commanded.
Huron. They commanded Huron.
I think we should take precautions.
Very well. What do you recommend?
Move the 12-pounders to the southwest bastion. They'll be able to hit the mountain, and we need to have guns at the southeast bastion where the powder magazine was. That's our weak spot. The Huron almost made it in that way the last time, and you can bet anything that they'll try it again.
You do fear an attack.
That reflection on the top of Rattlesnake. I can't explain it. Tegatawitta and I will be headed out soon, and we'll have a look at the mountain.
Take some men with you.
Thank you, just the same, but I think we'll move faster and have less risk of detection if it's just us.
Very well. Thank you, Captain Taylor.
General.
Good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
You look all right. No bloodshot eyes. And you're not pale.
I had one ale and showed restraint for the rest.
I know you did. I was watching. I was very proud of you.
Why, thank you very much.
Where shall I meet you?
What do you mean?
I just happened to be walking outside the Colonel's headquarters here, and I just happened to have a stone in my shoe. So I stopped to take the stone out, and I was kneeling down, and I heard your voices coming from the keyhole. Naturally, you're going to take me with you.
I am?
Of course. Why would you question it?
Change into your buckskins and meet us at the Southwest Bastion in 10 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
I'll be there in 5 minutes.
How much did we earn last night?
£12.10. We would have done better if we hadn't given so many free drinks and food. But that's the price of being able to stay here.
It's a small price to pay. It'll be nice inside the fort. Think of it, a real tavern.
subject to army regulations.
What does that mean?
Means we'll be under the watchful eye of the colonel and other officers, making sure the men don't get too far gone in their mucks. That's a nice way of saying fall down drunk.
I knew what you meant.
Speaking of mugs, are they all packed or do we need another crate for them?
All packed. I need to break down the camp kitchen. We won't be needing that anymore.
Not now that we'll have those French ovens. But keep it handy, just the same. Is Gertie awake yet?
Not yet. She's in her tent.
I'm not paying her to sleep. You plan on waking up today? I said, do you plan on waking up today?
What is that? It's too articulate to be a bird.
We're already half-packed, no thanks to you. Now get up out of bed and give us a hand.
What? Go, boss, it's you.
Yes, it's me. Do you know what time it is?
No. We're under attack.
That was the morning gun. We're not under attack.
Oh, why do they fire that cannon every morning at 7 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
6, 7, what's the difference?
1 hour.
He's got big ears.
I do not.
Come along, Gertie, rise and shine. We still got a lot of work to do and the day is half over.
I'll be with you soon.
She fell asleep again. Right in front of my very eyes, she fell asleep again. Micaiah, come here.
Yes, Mother?
Get on the other side of the tent.
Now what?
Pull them stakes out.
But if we do that, the tent will...
Do it.
Very well.
We're under attack.
Let's finish packing, boy.
Colonel's compliments, Captain. He wishes to have the 10 and 12 pounders moved here to the southeast bastion.
Sir, Lieutenant, limber up guns 1 and 2.
Private Haywood? Private Haywood!
Sergeant, sorry, Sergeant.
You did not call out all is well. You did not call out... What are you staring at?
Rattlesnake who?
I can see that, but why?
I thought I saw movement.
In the hill?
In the trees, towards the middle. Might have been shadows, but... it just looked out of place.
Where?
Halfway down and towards the right. Captain Taylor, I was just to call for you.
You see anything?
Shadows. He says he saw shadows in the hill.
Men walking in dense woodland can appear like ripples from a distance.
Yes, that's how I would describe it, ripples.
Taylor, I do not think there is a need to scout Rattlesnake Hill. They are there.
I agree.
Who are there?
I told you, it would just be 5 minutes. I'm ready.
Look, did you see that? Another flash from the top of the hill. It was a flash, a reflection. Bayonets!
Everyone down!
Blimey! They got guns up there!
Anyone hurt?
I'm all right.
How did they get those guns up there?
Same way we did. They pushed them up.
Down!
Captain Campbell, all men under arms to the bastions.
Aye, sir!
Take command of the southwest if you will.
Aye!
Mother, leave the wagon.
I will not. We'll lose everything if it gets hit. Get the horse hitched and hurry.
We don't have time. We're sitting ducks.
Do it!
I'll help you, love. Adzooks! Look!
The Huron. We have to get into the fort. Now.
We'll lose everything.
Everything but your scalp. Miss, this is not the time to be brave.
We have to hurry.
They're getting closer!
You can't keep up.
Here, let me help.
Kaya, hurry!
It's the Gotta-Witta and the scouts.
Hurry, we'll cover you. Get into the fort.
Why is the fort so far away?
Hold your fire till they get behind us.
Hurry, Mother.
I am.
Now, scouts, open fire. Reload and keep firing.
Captain Hughes, stand by those guns. Where next?
Yes, sir.
Captain Campbell.
Heywood.
Captain Tyler's compliments. The Huron are turning right and flanking us. They're headed here to you in great numbers.
Thank you, Heywood. 40 seconds. Shoot! We won't fire till the guns do. Be prepared. Things are about to get a wee bit hot around here. Heywood, return to Captain Taylor. Message delivered.
Yes, sir.
They will easily breach this crumbled wall, men. We'll use the bayonet if they start to get an upper hand.
Brought the 12-pounder.
Let's give him a hand. We need this gun. Adam, help!
Yes, sir.
A little further. A little more.
Load it up.
Spawn, chase!
Father, look! We got a widow and a scout. They're holding off the Huron, making their way to the gate.
Right. Sergeant Rook, give me 6 men in the south corner here to come pick out a widow.
Right! First 6, first platoon! On me!
They're getting overwhelmed!
Open fire, Sergeant! Cover their retreat!
Make ready! Present! Fire!
Fire in the hole!
First platoon! Independent! Fire at will!
They're covering us from the bastion. Retreat! Enter the fort!
They're going to make it. We did it.
Get down.
Here they come. Mr. Hughes, ready your guns.
Number one, fire.
You are right.
Yes, we are.
Thank you for rescuing us. I don't think we would have made it.
The God of Will, is the front gate secure?
It is.
Ladies, go to the far end of the officers' building. The cannon from the hill may not reach it.
The cannon from the hill seems to be hitting everything.
Please, get to the officers' quarters.
Let's go, boss.
We could use your son on the walls.
I have my muskets.
You go with the God of Widder, and don't you get yourself killed, or you'll answer to me.
I won't.
The God of Widder, return with your scouts to Captain Taylor at the southeast bastion.
Yes.
Light infantry, reserve, forward.
Go, hurry. Micaiah, come with me.
Right.
We're holding them at the southwest bastion.
That is Carleton and his Highlanders.
Are you sure you have a chance of hitting their guns?
I do.
Taylor,
stand back. Fire in the hole!
Reload. We shall continue pounding them until they surrender. Do not fire at the southeast. Our Huron are attacking that wall.
They have fire.
They can't hit us.
You did it. You got their guns.
And it sounds like we hit their powder and ammunition supply as well.
It looks like it's taking the top of a mountain off.
They're retiring.
Volley fire. Present. Fire. Climb and load. Come to the shoulder. They're surrendering the field. For now, anyway.
I can't see any movement. Just a little of smoke. And it appears some of the brush could be on fire. But if we indeed did hit their powder and ammunition supply, which it certainly looks like we did, there could not be any possible survivors up there. You all did well. That was worse than the last attack. But this time I think we inflicted some damage. But now I'm going to see the doctor for the butcher's bill and find out how much that damage cost us. Carry on.
Sir! They're gonna keep doing this, aren't they? The Huron.
Yes.
We do not want this fort repaired.
Well, look around. They accomplished that today. This damage has set us back considerably.
It has.
Blood and Downs! Will you have a look?
All the work they had done by the south wall. Destroyed.
Sergeant! Sergeant Rook!
Ladies, any injuries?
No, we're all right. Micaiah?
He is well. Not a scratch.
Oh, thank goodness.
I do have some sad news for you there.
What?
The French ovens were directly hit by the cannon. I'm afraid they cannot be used.
Oh, dear.
Well, we've had enough of the French anyway, so losing their ovens ain't so bad. Who needs them?
Gertie, you make my head spin.
Is that a compliment, love?
The fire still glows from the top of the hill.
A lot of burning trees. Can be seen for miles. Let's hope it doesn't draw the Abenaki and Algonquins to us. We'd never hold them off.
I did not think we would survive today. Their guns from Rattlesnake will reduce this fort to ruins.
I don't think they'll try to put any guns up there again, now that they know we have 12-pounders that reach them. And I want to know how many French are still here. I'm starting to wonder if their entire army did sail up Champlain into Canada.
You scouted the shoreline and found nothing.
Maybe I missed something. I missed that reflection this morning and a sound that was most likely cannon being pushed up Rattlesnake. And I just let it go. I questioned it because I knew it was something. But I let it go. That's what we call slipping to God, a widow.
Aye, and slip you did.
Carlton.
But in your defense, we all thought the Frenchies were gone. So you hear a noise or see a reflection and you ain't thinking French artillery. We know the Huron have been using a Rattlesnake to keep an eye on us. That flash could have been from a stolen gorget around the neck of a savage. Pardon the expression, together with that.
Regardless, they mean to keep hitting us to prevent us from making repairs, just like you said, Carlton. Once the snow comes, and it will come, we'll be in for a harsh winter.
If there are still French soldiers out there, we must find them.
Carlton, you may want to suggest to Colonel Martin that he consider sending word to General Amherst that we need reinforcements here. He left enough men to repair the damage, but we're getting a little more than he bargained for.
Aye.
Where's Adam?
There, in the corner of the bastion.
I'm not certain I would recommend sitting on the wall like that.
It's 6 feet thick. I won't fall off.
I was thinking more along the line of what an impressive target you're making for a Huron warrior. They're still watching us, you know.
There's no moon.
Just the same.
All right.
Good man. I wanted to tell you how proud I was of you today.
Really?
Oh, yes. You pitched right in without flinching to help us with the gun. Between that and the way you carried yourself at the battle last year, and this, well, you're to be respected, Adam.
I don't know what to say.
There's nothing to be said when your actions speak for you.
There's a storm coming this way. You can see the lightning flash in the distance.
Yes.
I used to be afraid of thunder and lightning, you know. Not anymore.
You've been listening to Ticonderoga, starring Jerry Robbins as Captain William Taylor, J.T. Turner as Degadawida, Joseph Zamparelli as Captain Carlton Campbell, and Dashiell Evatt as Adam Taylor. Co-starring were Colin Budzina as Colonel Martin, Cynthia Pape as Bess Caswell, Shayna Dirick as Gertie, Robin Gabrielli as Sergeant Rook, Alex Barman as Private Haywood, and Andrew Monroe as Micaiah Caswell. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Jerry Robbins and produced by Seth Adam Scher. Executive producer was Mark van der Berg, and the music was by Jeffrey Gage. For the Colonial Radio Theatre on the Air, this is David Ault speaking.
The American Colonies, 1759. England is at war with France. Fighting in the dark forests of New York is furious and bloody as the Huron and Abenaki warriors have allied themselves with the French. The English now hold the fort that overlooks Lake Champlain, where it joins with Lake George. Control of this strategic narrow water passage means control of the North and South Water Highway. The fort is named for the peninsula it stands on. Ticonderoga.
Ticonderoga. The starring players.
This is Jerry Robbins.
J.T. Turner.
Joseph Zamparelli.
And this is Dashiell Evett.
Ticonderoga. The exciting adventure set during the French and Indian War. It stars Jerry Robbins as Captain William Taylor. J.T. Turner as Degadawida, Joseph Zamparelli as Captain Carlton Campbell, and Dashiell Evett as Adam Taylor. Tonight's episode, Messengers.
Heathens didn't leave much.
We're ruined. They took almost everything we had.
And what they didn't take, they destroyed.
What are we going to do, Mother?
We're going to gather up what we can and start setting the tavern up inside the fort, just like Colonel Martin said we would.
Set what up?
Tables, chairs, hang some curtains, clean the bar, set the camp kitchen up somewhere until the French ovens are repaired.
No, they are not high on the list of priorities.
Sergeant Rook said it might take more than a year. They have to rebuild the powder magazine, and they probably won't get to that until after the winter.
We could use the powder magazine for the kitchen.
Please tell me you're making a joke.
Why a joke? It will be all enclosed, nice bricks to keep the place warm from the fire.
In a room filled with gunpowder.
Well, I know that's explosive, but we don't cook with gunpowder. It'll all be stuffed into those wooden barrels. Well, I think it would work if we tried it.
How can something so beautiful have absolutely nothing upstairs?
Oh, the powder magazine has an upstairs.
And I'm asking General Amherst for an additional 50 men.
Only 50, sir.
I'd ask for 100, but I know he wouldn't send them. I'll be fortunate to get 25.
Aye. And he won't realize how badly we need the reinforcements until we're wiped out. Then he'll send the men we need.
I do not intend to be wiped out, Captain. Who do you recommend to take this correspondence to Crown Point?
Private Hayward in the 43rd has run the course before, sir.
Very well. He is to take this with all possible haste and deliver it personally to the General at Crown Point with my compliments.
Aye, sir.
Have him leave at dusk. He can exit through the secret passage. I know he'll need to circle around for Crown Point, but Captain Taylor has reported we are still being watched by the Huron. They will surely see someone slip over the walls, but he will have a chance using the secret passage to Champlain.
Very good, Colonel.
That is all. Thank you, Captain.
Sir!
Micaiah! What have you got there? A box filled with things we salvaged from the cart. What's left of it?
Oh, did they destroy everything?
Just about. There's more. You can't help, you know. You do work for us.
I was hired to wash dishes, not move boxes.
Well, of all the...
I'm just having fun with you. Of course I'll help.
Why are you in such a good mood?
I don't know. Sometimes you just can't explain it.
Micaiah!
Good morning, Sergeant Rook.
Moving into the new tavern, I see?
Yes, sir. The Huron got to our wagon, which was loaded for the move. They took almost everything.
The kegs of ale?
All of them. And the rum.
It's likely to be a very quiet tavern.
Until we can get supplies, yes.
And how will you do that?
We're licensed with the Army, so we're on a supply schedule with Albany.
That shipment is at least a month away.
That's right.
They got all of it.
All of it. Didn't leave a single keg.
If you'll excuse me, this box is getting heavy. It's filled with mugs.
Carry on. All those mugs and nothing to put in them.
Heywood? I know him.
He's run messages from here to Crown Point before.
When we were surrounded?
He'll go out through the secret passage, then hug the shoreline to the north, then off to Crown Point.
The tunnel exit's on the opposite side of the fort he needs to be on.
That's what I said. He hugs the shoreline and then heads north.
It's dangerous.
Can you tell me something in this godforsaken place they're in? We need to get a message to Crown Point. We'll never complete the repairs needed before the first snow falls unless we get some reinforcements. Especially if we're going to be fighting the Huron every other day of the week.
When is he leaving?
Dusk.
And he's a fast runner?
Aye.
He cannot carry a musket. It will slow him down.
Runners never do. What's the matter, Taylor? You have a pained look on your face.
Nothing. If he's made the trip before, well...
Well, what?
I'm not convinced that traveling through the forest is the best way to do it.
I'm all ears.
Well, if I were taking the message, which I am not, I think I'd travel by water at night, be at Crown Point faster and less inclined to encounter war parties.
Well, I tell you, I thought of that.
You did?
Aye. See, a Huron war canoe holds 15 warriors. Imagine poor Private Heywood in the middle of the lake. The Hurons see him, get into their canoes, and Private Heywood finds himself being out-paddled, overtaken, and then tortured and scalped. Doesn't make sense to me. Now I can afford to send more men to help with the paddling.
You thought of all that?
Aye, I did.
Tavern? Just a large room.
It's better than the tent, you have to admit that.
I'm admitting that we might have been better off in the tent.
The tent that the Hurons burned?
Heathens.
You have a bigger problem, Bess.
No liquor.
Right.
Supply wagon will be here from Albany in a few weeks.
It'll be a dry few weeks.
This is the last box, Mrs. Caswell.
Drop it anywhere, Adam.
Yes, madam.
Wait, Adam?
Yes?
Is your pa going out on any scouting missions, say, in the next few days?
Scouting?
Say, to or towards Albany?
Not that I know of. He says we're surrounded by the Huron, and it's just a matter of time before they attack again. So there's nothing to scout, because they're already here.
I see. Well, thank you just the same.
Is there anything else I can do?
Is everything from the old site taken care of?
Yes, ma'am. Mackay is bringing the last of the camp kitchen.
Well, that's all, I guess. Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome. Good afternoon, ladies.
He's so polite.
The little dear. Gertie, I have a job for you.
Why were you asking about Captain Taylor scouting towards Albany? Oh, you're not thinking that...
Why not? If he's going to scout... He may as well bring back a few kegs so we can at least open.
Go ahead and ask him, but don't be surprised when he says no.
Oh, I'm not going to ask him, love.
What? Oh, no. No, not me.
Private Heywood.
Sergeant.
Stand at ease. I understand you are going over the wall tonight.
I was told I was leaving by the tunnel.
An expression, just an expression, lad. Tunnel, wall, the end result is you're leaving the fort.
Yes, Sergeant.
If you'll